Hi, this is Jane Rosenberg LaForge with a poetry prompt for you. Where are your family members in life or in death, and how did they wind up there? I'm asking specifically for the physical location of your family members. If you are spread apart or if you are living on top of one another, what does this say about your family and your relationship to it? Do you understand why your family sorted out itself in such a way? And this poem is called California Ashes. Closer still to joining my sister, my mother and father in smoke, in air and at the bottom of the Pacific. But I wonder if we will all mix together. Don't we eventually, except at the end of the world, the Indian Ocean repelling the Atlantic? The geography of our afterlives is unknowable, our mother, the world traveler, said, though she felt that way about the present. Our father believed whatever suited the moment, though he understood his own mother when she visited the family graves and promised they'd all enjoy a nice game of pan or pinochle once she joined them at Forest Lawn in the Jewish section. My father donated his body to science, thinking he and his infirmities would finally be useful, his cremains deposited at some undesignated point at sea with other like-minded individuals. My sister would not let me touch her ashes, had them willed to a friend who put the ceremony, such as it was, on tape, for me to watch on a loop, like a penance I had to perform for all I inflicted during our sisterhood. Our mother, we drove to the Kern River she loved, and we made speeches, mine from a movie, because she would have recognized how ridiculous it all was, words of the living trying to reach the impervious. My sister wanted my mother all in one place, but I saved a pinch for her beloved lemon trees in the backyard that the property's subsequent owners likely uprooted, because some things need to be held separate from the rabble of existence, to enjoy the calm between tides, like a breath withheld or a tear swallowed, to spare the relatives. Thank you.